Cranley has announced a series of moves designed to beef up the police department as quickly as possible.
We're going to restart the gang unit, which correlated with the reduction in homicides. However, when you take officers off districts and put them in a gang unit, then the 911 problem doesn't get better. The idea to bring in, say, 15 laterals that can be on the street by June, it's to make sure that districts and 911 responses don't suffer because we're going to the gang unit. In addition, we need more cops today. We have 200 cops less today than we did 4 years ago. Well, even if we had the resources, which we don't, but even if we had the resources to put those cops back, it would take years to get those cops through the academy and on the street. So an overtime strategy gives us the impact of more cops today.
The mayor also plans to have a 60-member police recruit class this year and to reinvigorate SERVE, the Cincinnati Initiative to Reduce Violence. That program brings in the most violent offenders and offers to help them turn away from a life of crime. Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell says overtime will be used in the most effective manner possible.
The police overtime will be utilized, it will be tracked, it will be measured. It will be only used in areas that have been identified through empirical research that has the greatest impact. We'll have that overtime. The lateral transfer class is an idea that will enable us to get officers on the street, highly trained, highly competent Cincinnati officers, in about a third of the time that it takes to put a recruit class member on the street.
Mayor Cranley was asked how the city plans to pay for the improvements to the police department.
The chief has saved $1 million in his budget, and we are going to use that money to advance between now and June 30th the overtime, the lateral hires, and then internally he's going to be doing the gang unit and making sure that we have resources, although it doesn't take a whole lot to re-energize SERVE. However, that just gets us through June 30th. The additional funds for the second half of the overtime will be in the budget for council to approve by July 1. In addition, will be the resources necessary to take on the full 60-member police recruit, as well as keep those laterals on a permanent basis.
Chief Blackwell says the police department saves money by good management and by not filling vacancies. He says police overtime will be used to deploy officers to the 23 street segments where police know that 15% of all violent crimes and 10% of all homicides take place. The police chief emphasizes that such steps are short-term policies. Blackwell says he'll have more to say about long-term strategies later this week. I'm Steve Hirschberg.